Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
I'll say a few words in Spanish and then a few words in English. Cristo ha resucitado. Aleluya, aleluya. Esta es la gran noticia que hoy llena la tierra toda y proclama la Iglesia desde aquella noche preciosa en la que Cristo se levantó victorioso de la muerte. La liturgia hoy nos invita a llenarnos de gozo por la resurrección de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, entendiendo que el principal motivo de nuestra alegría debe ser el triunfo de Jesús. Muchas veces nos alegramos por los beneficios que nos reporta la fe en el Señor. Nos gusta eso de que el Señor haya abierto para nosotros las puertas del paraíso. Parece que nos alegramos más por lo que nos ha tocado a nosotros que por la gloria que hoy recibe aquel a quien más amamos. Y hoy nosotros nos alegramos ante todo por el Señor, porque ha vencido sobre todos sus enemigos, porque aquel a quien más queremos ya se sienta lleno de gloria a la derecha del Padre. De ese gozo infinito que experimenta el corazón de Cristo, participamos nosotros ahora y nos alegramos en la esperanza de recibir algún día los beneficios que Dios ha prometido para los que le aman. Y nos alegramos también nosotros, porque el triunfo de Cristo es también nuestra victoria. Y donde nos ha precedido Él, que es nuestra cabeza, allí, por la misericordia de Dios, confiamos llegar también nosotros como miembros de su cuerpo. Por tanto, hoy les expreso mi alegría y le pido a Dios que Él nos llene de la alegría pascual y que esa alegría nos haga fuertes en esta peregrinación en la que todos nos encontramos para que podamos algún día, junto con Él, disfrutar de la presencia de Dios por toda la eternidad. Que así sea. It is beautiful to celebrate together this holy night, the holiest of all vigils, in which Christ rises and makes us eternal. Sometimes we wrap up facts in so many words and speeches that we lose sight of their reality. Many facts can be related regarding the resurrection of Jesus. There are entire libraries dedicated to this subject and complete courses of theology that deal extensively with this mystery of faith. And all these concepts and elucidations cannot distract us from the tangible fact, mysterious but tangible, that is the starting point of everything. The darkness of an empty tomb, the baffling reality of a dead man who has risen from the grave. Christ has resurrected. It makes you want to weep with joy. The liturgy attempts to express the inexpressible. What a blissful night when heaven is united with the earth, the human and the divine. The light of the Paschal candle overcomes our darkness. Death, suffering, failure, weakness, sin. I do not want to stray too far from the fact we celebrate. The Mass makes present the resurrection of Christ. Christ has resurrected. Christ is risen. And there is nothing more to say. That's the only word we want to resonate on this holy night. It is not a belief. It is not a religion. It is not an intricate thought. Our faith is much more concrete. It is a body that rises, eyes that open again. It is a heart that beats again. As St. Paul the Apostle says, Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. Today, we especially rejoice in the victory of Christ. We are also especially happy for those of you who will today receive in baptism the grace of the Holy Spirit. The wonders of which the Word of God spoke to us are unique in you. Today, God, as the first reading told us, creates you again. Today, God makes an alliance with you that can't be broken by anything. Today, like the people of Israel, you go from bondage to freedom, crossing the waters of the Red Sea. Today, the Spirit of God gives you life and brings you out of your graves. Today, you are resurrected with Christ. Today, you enter in glory with Him, because His life will water your soul as if gentle rain transformed your desert into a green and flourishing garden. The liturgy of the Church does not distract us with history, but rather makes it real and present again. The events we have just heard are not part of a distant past. We really live them tonight, in the today of the liturgy. Today, God is creating the world before our eyes. Today, we step into the open sea. We are truly in the tomb, united to Christ at the very moment of His resurrection. That is source of the greatest joy. The road that opens before us, we do not know where its paths will lead us. The light helps us to walk at night, offers us direction, orientation, but it does not spare us the effort of the journey. It is sometimes said that faith is too general, that it offers the same answers to everyone, that it does not take into account the concrete reality of each person. The truth is that our faith cannot be more concrete. It is a person, and from there the questions can be many, but the answer is only one: Jesus Christ. Of that we are all witnesses. Let us ask God, my dear brothers and sisters, to grant us the grace to be afraid no more, as we heard in today's gospel. May the resurrection of the Lord fill us with joy, hope, and eagerness to announce the good news to the whole world, and that our brothers on the verge of joining Christ through the sacraments of Christian initiation culminate their pilgrimage on earth, arriving at the eternal joys of heaven. Amen.
Gracias por escuchar nuestros archivos de audio digital de la Parroquia Católica Romana de Santa Ana. Para más archivos de audio, puede usted visitar nuestra página web www.stanneaz.org/es. Santa Ana, ruega por nosotros.